So, welcome to 2025's first presentation of the year. And with it, as always, we're following certain conventions that I use, and hopefully you'll find, instructive, informative, interesting. If ever they become distractive, I'll just turn off the slides and then continue to speak. Structure usually is, as we have done every other time we've done one of these Zoom presentations, which is that Michael and I will start, eventually dealing with the subject at hand tonight. But of course, this little introduction is describing. So it'll approximately be half of tonight's presentation. And then I'll turn it over to y'all so you can have question time with them and follow up anything that you might want to pick apart or find out about in specifics. As always, you are welcome to ask anything, although my request would be, given the fact that I'll be sharing this transcript and this recording with people, excuse me, who are here more for the subject matter, is that perhaps you can put your questions in that more general frame of reference before launching into anything personal. So, just to remind you and to say aloud, as always, Michael's consortium loves you all, as do I, and appreciate you all. They are luckily at a plane of existence that they don't take offense at anything. Isn't that lovely? Wouldn't that be a wonderful place to be? And so there are no off questions. In other words, you can't say anything that is in any way wrong or not allowed or anything. So please allow yourself to be as genuine with the way you're formulating and the way you want to state things. Now, sometimes, as many of you know, they will take point that you make and elaborate on it, or even rephrase it a little bit to extract what they think, that might be also relevant in there. So, one suggestion it'd be is that many of you who are tuning in is to mute yourselves until the Q&A period. When the Q&A period does happen, what I'll have you do is, some of you know that I usually have you, and if I can see it here, where is it? There was at one time, now I don't see it, a control or an option for doing some kind of reactions. And again, now I'm not seeing it. Isn't that special? Okay, well, then
It's react at the bottom. It's a little heart.
it's react at the bottom. Okay, well, if you in that reactions, then there you'll notice that there is a hand that comes up, and I'll see that, and I'll there's Catherine raising the hand. Thank you, Catherine. And when I if I click on that, it'll allow you to come to the forefront in my screen, and so that we can all feature you and getting the proper attention for your question. Otherwise, you can also literally, while sitting behind your computer, raise your hand like we did in good old-fashioned school years and years and years ago, and I will look for those as well. All right. Let's see, is there anything else, gang, you want me to say? All right. Oh, I guess there is one other thing. As some of you know, I have been using the transcript feature. Where are you? Recording this material. Susan has been helping me with reminders and so forth. There we are. Okay. And every once in a while, Susan or anyone, if you happen to say, hey, come out of channeling and save the transcript or something of that nature, it would certainly be helpful. Okay, so with that, and no further ado, let me make one final statement and then jump right in. Now, needless to say, I use the language of the Michael teaching. That's why you're all here. For the 2025 Overleaves, I just wanted to offer a use comment. And that is that when you think about the Overleaves of the year, obviously many of them will not be your own personal Overleaves that you chose when you came in with. But nonetheless, they will have an influence upon you. And what the purpose of these talks are.
I mean,
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody is, I'm not sure who might be.
Kirsten needs to mute.
Ah, okay. Excuse me. Thank you, Kirsten. If you would mute, that'd be wonderful. Okay, so getting back to this. So as far as any of these Overleaves tonight, some of you will feel comfortable with them, some of you may not. Some of you may get a chance to explore what they actually are, and we can answer questions about how you might utilize them for yourself. All right. With that being said, again, welcome to 2025. And as this introductory slide indicates, the humor that we start off with tonight to try and diffuse some of the tensions and the potentialities of this talk is to acknowledge that for many people, especially with the grand shift in orientation that this parallel on this earth did with the election of Donald Trump and the end of the chaos node, that it puts you, of course, in a what we described as a walking backwards, going into the mature soul era. So we realize there's a lot of timidity and feelings of uncertainty about the year. So having said that, we also wanted to acknowledge there is some, you know, reason for that. What we mean specifically is the fact that, thank you, Susan, by the way. What just happened to my... Come here, you. Oh, it's lovely. You are screen sharing. And I lost my slides. And I'm not sure why. Huh. All right. Well, there we go. Come on. Can everyone else see my slides?
Yes.
Lord.
Yes, I can see it.
Yes, Steve, they're visible.
Thank you. I don't know why they aren't to me. That's what's ironic. They seem to have just disappeared. So, all right, well, I'll just continue with this way. So, the part of the juncture and critical point that we mentioned in the advertising of tonight is what we term the polycrisis. And in a moment, we want to acknowledge that, because what we said about the mature soul era is that one of the big underlying intellectual shifts for all humanity, which is very uncomfortable for many, is the intellectual reorientation out of the simplistic binary of human thinking, good, bad, right, wrong, better than, less than, and into complexity. And complexity is a multidimensional, multi-level animal. And this notion of of the polycrisis, as we're calling it, is the fact that there are multiple things going on simultaneously, and most people simply feel overwhelmed by them. And with that overwhelm, then, there is a general feeling of, you know, just which direction that do we go and how do we do this? Well, so we want to be able to start off by doing what this teaching is, one of the best things about it is its definitional qualities. And so we're going to start off by trying to define some of the components that people are facing, and it will help always in your discernment, in your discrimination, in your understanding of what's going on, to name the parts. And as you'll see in a few moments, when we talk about some of the overseers of the year, discrimination goal is one of them. And the best utilization that of that energy is to name the parts. So the first one, of course, is the political crisis that you have going on. And in a general sense, it goes on beyond just the United States. And that is, it goes, well into many countries in the world and many circumstances that people are dealing with. So when it comes to this, state of starting off the, and I lost my slides again. Oh, I just love that. Actually, I don't love it. I'm being sarcastic.
Really?
Yes, I know. Which is another thing to just talk about. There we go. Can you guys see those again still?
Yes, I got them back.
Yay! Thank you. Oh, this artisan year, folks. Little tweaks and twerks. Uh-huh. So the first one is political. An area of crisis that many people are experiencing, and the change of power structures. What is that change of power structure going to? Into the corporate entity. And why this is important is we're talking about the young soul oriented of the institution of corporations as you see them now in the mega transnational. And why it's important is because for the first time in history, you are seeing the emergence of non-governments coming onto the world stage as major players. And in doing so then, not having any kind of regulatory or control other than internal. And of course, that's a new step for humanity to have to cope with. Now, another part of the polycrisis is the economic one. And we phrase it here from the consumer level. And that is the fact that across the board in the world, both as greed and resource and loans and food and fuel and credit so expensive that it makes it unobtainable to the average person. And then what you see is you see this kind of disintegration that happens in the mature soul, that happens at any soul age transition. But at the mature soul era, you're really seeing its prominence, because in this polycrisis, you can also think of it as multi-disintegration and multi-reorganization. And all these people, whether they be unhoused people here in the United States or in other major cities across the world, or political, economic, and environmental refugees, all of those are, shuffling, vast numbers of populations around, and then causing, multiple, levels of problems, but also multiple levels of potential opportunity. We can talk more about the specifics of that. The technological one. Now, the technological one, when we talk about the techno realm being the realm that is descended of the four realms, the angelic, the fairy, the techno realm, and the terrestrial realm. The techno realm is the one that's present this year. And it's having, as you can tell, a huge influence, and has been for the era of the year of the 2000s. But why this is significant is because, folks, we want to tell you, and in some ways, hopefully put your minds at ease at the idea of, AI is not to be feared at this point. It's what you can think of, however, is AI as a concept, as a business model, is overwhelming. It's crowding out human beings. That's what it's trying to do. And it's doing it, and we said business model, because It is not just these, you know, algorithms and not just these supercomputers and so forth. It is the attempt by large scale institutions to replace human beings with machines, human labor with machines. And also then, one of the things about this change from the mature, to, young soul to the mature era, is this reorganization of human connection. And one of the ways that it is, all these disconnections is, are happening, is that automation, whether it's that phone tree you get stuck on trying to talk to a human, or getting routed all around in a website and so forth, they are putting greater and greater barriers between humans and their you know, getting the services they need. And that's by design, not by accident, and not just from the appearance of complexity. What makes it complex to most of you is the fact that there are so many layers and so many levels, it's difficult to just endure it. So the biggest one that is seldom talked about, unfortunately, but the ones that also is the one that is, you know, becoming more and more evident, that many of you on your animal side is are feeling, and that is that tipping point of climate change. And you see us list here this list of effects, you know, floods, droughts, hurricanes, fires, desertification, and polar melting, and then the resulting extinctions that go along with that. Now, why that's significant is because that plays on your human psychology. Now, with everything we're talking about here, the 20 of you who have or so that are in attendance tonight, you know, all of you feel this to certainly one degree or another. But the major thing is why we're trying to help you understand this is not just for you, but for your ability to have conversations with people and even use this list, if you will, as a bridge to help them be able to articulate the parts of this complexity, and for you and them maybe to be able to actually narrow things down and have some common ground and figure out ways to at least speak your anxieties. Now, we mentioned the psychology, and we mentioned the biological, and we dropped down to the biological, which we could have put, of course, next to the environmental. But this is in some ways a separate issue because this rests a great deal with human industry and the way humans do their living. And so you notice we mentioned the fact that whether the way that you create your food supply with artificial herbicides and pesticides and growth enhancers and, literally supercharge it, and also really wreak havoc with its nutritional value. You're also wreaking havoc with the, you know, biology and food supply of every other creature out there. And then, of course, you know, the ideas of plastics, which, by the way, every one of you here has microplastics in your body. It's now endemic to, you know, the human biological system. And many of you will experience these things as, you know, eventual changes in the risk factors to your disease susceptibility. And then the last one is you know, the crisis that has to do with, you know, democracy in general and the idea of participation. So of this, the eight things that we've talked about, when you see this, we tried to break this down in an effort to help you understand that, yes, while each or any of these are huge in and of themselves, you can cognitively, you know, at least define these in such ways as to be able to narrow them and hone in on them specifically so that they don't become so absolutely overwhelming. Now, we want to also acknowledge, though, this, and we'll give you, oh, we heard a couple of laughs there, even if some of you are all supposed to be. Yeah, even muted, you can laugh through this one. And that is, you know, I mean, one of the big, if you will, spiritual, religious premises that many of you find yourself in any of these, pursuits. And of course, the Michael teaching comes under the heading of, you know, a lot of these alternative spiritual pursuits. You notice the idea of you're here to raise the vibration of the earth, and you're boom, you're tired. And we just want to acknowledge that. And hopefully tonight, when you hear the way we interpret these overlays, we can give you a way to keep moving forward and to acknowledge that tiring, that being tired. And by the way, folks, we just want to ask again, all of you online, would you please check to see that you are muted? We're hearing somebody comment, it sounds like to someone in the background of their conversation, and it's coming through on the recording. Thank you. All right, so let's jump in. So the 2025 overleaves, as we've given them through this channel, are the role of artisan, the expressive ordinal. Now, its casting is warrior, which is also ordinal, but it's action ordinal. As you can see there, it shapes or toughens the artisan energy, kind of contains it in a way to make it more steady, sturdy, and potentially more focused, which is really useful because, as you can see, the goal is of a very, very determined and often tough one, the goal of discrimination. And you notice we use the old terminology for folks, for those of you who've been with this teaching for a long time. You notice our original designation for discrimination was the term rejection. And in many ways, in the negative pole, that prejudice, exclusion, bias, rejection, and will be very prevalent in the world. And it will be part of your present, your opportunity internally to really go and investigate where you do those and why. By the way, we want to give you the caveat of saying, the goal is not to just say, I'm no longer prejudiced. Understand where they are in you and where those biases and where those may have come from, because you may be absolutely right for you. The key is not to just shut down and transfer them out onto the world, but rather to become more aware of them. And the way you're going to have help doing that is nothing more strong than the attitude of cynic, is the warrior attitude. It is the butt kicker, because it is so precisely rejecting of nonsense. It does not like bullshit, as it were. And on the positive side of it, it challenges itself to say, oh, come on, you know, is this really true? And so that energy with discrimination, and you see down there the chief feature of martyrdom, those are all warrior energies that could be feel pretty hard inside, but they could be real useful in that process of refinement. Now, the mode is one that you can make good use of, and it's power mode. And we want to make sure that you're clear about something, ladies and gentlemen, and that is, and we've had this discussion as well as many of our channels prior to it. For those who see the word power here, understand we're talking about how you adjudicate your personal use of energy, your personal expression, your assertion of rights in the world. And sometimes that can be or feel like power over. But let us differentiate that from the action oriented goal of dominance. Dominance is one that usually has the quality of wanting to be in some kind of hierarchy, and or if not necessarily competitive, at least, you know, having a level of control that involves, you know, potentially being over others or establishing themselves in a ranking. Power is going within yourself and finding out where, what your truth, what your principle, what your standard is, and then being willing to stand in that and just hold your ground, stand your ground, sometimes assert yourself. Sometimes it is literally to go beyond a former limitation and boundary that you had. So that's power mode, and it's mostly about internal for you. Centering. We want to tell you that being the emotional center, intellectual part, we went back and forth in this because you're going to find that your minds, especially with the goal of discrimination, are going to want to be very, very active. That sorting process, that this or that energy, of course, is, in fact, a mental process. But why we elected to signify that emotional quality first is that the emotional quality of discrimination, especially in the negative pole, is a very powerful allure to hold on to your prejudices. We've often said, and we will reiterate right now, judgment is not the issue. As a matter of fact, if you didn't judge the difference between, you know, your car and a bicycle, people would be dead. If you didn't judge the difference between rot and freshness, you know, you'd be really sick. You need judgment. You need that discernment. The question is not bad or good judgment per se. It is what is useful in differentiating, not in condemnation. Condemnation is where you have that emotional hurt, that emotional pain that is governing and rejecting others. So we just make that distinction. So understanding that both will be very active. Now you're coming off of a moving centered year where last year you saw the growth, that growth goal and the moving center activity. There was a lot of things shuffled about. So we would tell you that this year, with all that shuffling about and the end of the chaos mode and the beginning of a new era, really cutting away a lot of the debris, a lot of the flotsam and jetsam that are not serving you anymore, and just cutting it down to the real base necessities will be really useful. And if you don't, you will feel stuck because the moving part on this year is the last. Now, the frequency, as you know, frequency is essentially the pace or the rate of change or how quickly things will revolve in your own mind and so forth, let alone potentially in the outside world. In the outside world, you may see the frequency at most evidence by, say, how quickly the news cycle turns over from one concept to the, or one story to the next. That's the way you can see it in the world, for instance. Doesn't mean they've gone away, but it's the kind of the news cycle, sort of the intellectual center of the collective. So with a 64, what you'll feel inside is sometimes a, not so much necessarily an impatience, but a harriedness, especially in an artisan year where lots of things are going on. And, you know, you may feel troubled or anxious and so forth about just what to do. And what we would just tell you is the best healing simple method is one of the oldest, you know, guidelines there is. Take one thing and just do it to its completion. And when you do any of those, you'll find that you will get more to your own native frequencies. Now, the people who are likely to be affected by a 64 frequency negatively, if you will, are those people who happen to be, like, say, a Joe or Nan, who both of whom, you know, have their frequencies on the low end of the scale. It doesn't mean it's that's a good or bad thing. It just means that you are likely to experience this tendency we just described a little bit more, more often. Also, we would say is that what you will notice is in having communications with people, it'll be a lot more likely because of this emotional centering and this higher frequency that people will feel flustered. So you are being invited to not go into fluster with them, trying to make sense of what they say. And so in when you're having conversations like that, you know, here's the phrase, wow, it really sounds like you're processing a lot. Saying that, you're going to see a lot of collective sighs. Oh, thank you. And we can tell you at that moment, you will have all at least disengaged from the rapid pace of this frequency. And then you can start having, like what we showed you by example with polycrisis notion, a breaking down of, you know, breaking down, layering and making distinctions between your, you know, the parts of your communication. Because we realized the we meant the word breakdown is to disassemble, not that it collapses. So masculine feminine energy ratio, it's more balanced than it's been. It's still, once again, more biased toward masculine energy. That means those of you who tend to utilize or be more feminine energy, you know, will feel this pull, especially with this warrior casting energy, to kind of tighten up and be at least a bit more concise, if not clear, if not repetitive. And certainly power mode, if power mode is pushing on you in the negative pole, which can mean self-oppression, especially with martyrdom going on there, then understand that the masculine energy here is meant to just help you tighten up. It's not here to beat you up. Now, as far as the world's concerned, ladies and gentlemen, you will see a good deal of that beating up energy. And you will be invited with the chief feature of martyrdom to step into that for me self-pity place that feels beat up. And why we showed you Bugs Bunny earlier looking all tired and ratty is because if anything, our invitation to you under these overleaves is to step back, to actually be in the world, but not of it. And the part of the world we want you to be in is not just your own private Idaho, but the part we want you to be in is the part where you are laying the groundwork for new relationships, new community, new associations, new relationships. And by the way, we're not talking about obviously romantic ones. We're talking about just literally being able to start talking to your neighbors, you know, having phone conversations more often, or joining groups that, unfortunately, because there aren't pandemics yet, so the masculine feminine energy ratio is up, and that's the work with it. The two that actually represent two of the most tricky and the most, you know, perhaps challenging that you will see out there in the world, but there will also be a piece with inside yourself to deal with, is that, as we said, the techno realm will be featured. Now, many of you know that technology has been a tremendous boon in many ways. And with the techno realm descending and influencing more than ever this year, you're going to see society and culture wanting to either rebel against, or, you know, there are powers that be out there want to totally society under technology and its control. And so that is a really important place for you to understand. And the biggest thing that we can say, and we've given you this admonition because it will be ongoing for years to come, but it just so happens that 2025 is exaggerated and enhanced with this energy, even more so. And with the artisan year, you know, it's okay to use technology to create, but be really, really careful if you're using the, you know, technology to try and go find information, because it's really biased, really skewed, and you're liable to go down the rabbit hole. So just know that up front and get a lot of different viewpoints. Because remember, in a discrimination year, that is important to make your decisions, what's in and what's out. And in 2025, the goal of discrimination is really about finally coming down to a narrowed list of what's out, what am I excluding, what am I getting rid of, and what am I really winnowing down to. And there lies this idea of scope, as we call it. You know, the idea of ordinal versus exalted qualities of overleaves. We've called them scope in that we've introduced and made comparison that the micro level or ordinal is about usually about the individual, the inward, the personal, the immediate around you, and even the short term. And why this is important is because many have gotten so caught up and distracted by last year's really exalted year. You know, what energies you allow in your space and work with, as well as, you know, again, what you control. Now, one caveat for most everyone here is, with the exception of a couple of attendees, you know, all of you here are at least over 50, most over 60, and a few of you over, you know, 70. So as we've said, and you've heard us use this phrase, you are in the love portion or last chapter of your year, of your lifetime, meaning that we use the idea of, you know, truth, love, and energy from our teaching. Well, you are in the love phase, truth being the beginning part of your existence, energy being the major central part where you, you know, built yourself, did your acquisition, and now you're in the love phase. Now, however that looks for you, this is a time to really, once again, recultivate whatever and whoever you love. Art, beauty, music, the synthesis of just being alive, even if you have trials and tribulations, is to bring that love into your space as much as you can, and make it personal. This is not about using external standards for those evaluations. It's about being okay with your own. You have to reject other people's or feel self-pity because they don't line up with other people's. So those are the warriors. Again, warrior caste artisan, attitude of cynic, power mode, martyrdom chief feature, or the intellectual emotional center, the intellectual part, frequency of 64, masculine feminine energy ratio of 61:39, influence of the techno realm, and then the scope of being, you know, in the ordinal, in the spirit, once again, of trying to keep this outlook of your of this year a little more lighthearted, is realizing that the artisan is often just trying to, you know, reconstruct, repurpose, not necessarily invent anything anew, not necessarily trying to create from scratch. And it's certainly more than arts and crafts. It is literally just trying things differently. And with the artisan energies, or the artisan subordinate overleaves, specifically of discrimination goal, that's going to be doubly enhanced, is those rearranging of things. So we offer you this, just like this little kid, experiment, you know, with a child's mind. There's not, you know, even when, you know, the thing goes boom, it's manageable. This idea here is discern and choose. You don't have to know in advance. In fact, what we would say to you is, you know, the very nature of the rejection part of the discrimination goal is to eliminate things and eliminate ideas and just eliminate crap out of your life. So you don't have to have a plan in advance. Just continue, you know, to improvise and rework and do things. Now, of course, so often when we do this presentation, we have been talking about ever since 2021, and we'll probably continue through the remainder of our time here on the physical plane interacting with you, we will be talking about humanity's evolution into the mature soul era. Of course, many of you felt this tremendous blow and this tremendous uncertainty because with the, again, the seeming regression by the election of Donald Trump. But what we said when we did the special presentation is, remember, the dividing line between humanity is really, really, really close. Even though the mature soul energy has actually shifted into that, what happened was a lot of restive and unparticipative folks sat on the sidelines and allowed it to stay at the forefront. But those beings, as the humans that are here, you know, are still out there, and they just need to be coaxed and moved and motivated and, you know, brought back into the fold, so to speak. We could bring it back. We bring this back to trying to redefine things in a way that is useful for our terminology, the metaphysical viewpoint that we and Stephen present, as well as trying to bridge it with terminology that you may have conversations to anyone there out in the outside world. So we bring up these two concepts again, one we created and the one was historical, and that is the idea of soulciology, which is the influence of soul age looking at human history. And the orientation of the steps in soul age evolution and how it might have influenced things. And then compare that to actual sociology. That is the way that human beings organize themselves in societies. And that includes their politics, their economics, and so forth. Now, the reason we put this here and we use this nicely done pyramid description that we took off the internet is because we thought it was actually useful to help you understand where things are at now and how they do represent an attempt to take thought forms and structures from the past and you can see, you know, the lowest paid workers, the unemployed, you know, they're called the serfs and the peasants. And as you move up, you know, merchants, farmers, craftsmen, quality, you know, what we want to tell you folks is from a useful standpoint, what you got to realize is that those three bottom levels of the pyramid really represent human beings and contributing their own individual labors to things. And what is an evolution is whether or not people will utilize or can utilize their own positions within a social structure to contribute their labors in a way that not only earns them some money back, but literally advances the society as a whole. The step backward, of course, is that a lot of the energy that, you know, got redefined and will be tried to be reworked, tried to be reworked in the next 4 years are at the top two tiers. And interestingly enough, they actually represent the negative pole movement forward of the mature soul energy. And why do we say that? Because the corporations while billionaires may be people, the fact that they rely on money and this abstraction as a non-direct grade for their labor and control over things, that deconstruction or that disconnection between the way that they exert control and power from not directly from their own labor is an intellectual move forward. But in the meantime, the way you're likely to feel that you're treated is kind of, you can refer back to this and say, oh, that's kind of what's going on here. You don't have to buy into this or feel subjugated by this. What you do have to know is the outer world focusing back in the structures and the systems that are out there. You are experiencing this. So what's the key? The key, interestingly enough, is talking to each other. Literally talking to each other. Not retreating. Not going silent. Not falling prey to more of the loneliness and more of the isolation that the energy of the techno realm and that authoritarian and totalitarian people try and cultivate within populations. Because the more that you feel separate and alone, the more that they are able to convince you of your powerlessness and then, you know, operate their systems to continue to control you. So we just want you to understand that the mature soul credo of involvement, which is, by the way, the positive pole as we define it with our Michael motivation cards, for instance, that social, you know, bonding and interconnected, this is going to be so important for all of you. It's okay if you use connection to start the process, but don't just use it as the forum. Go beyond that. And part of the invention of the artisan energy is just to make it up all new. Not through reinforcing the old lines of your political choices or beliefs and all that. Dump those all in the toilet. Not your principles, mind you, but all of these structured things that you've used to reject one another. And just see where you can find new places for interaction and to actually speak with one another. Because we got to tell you, folks, you've heard us say over and over and over again that we are trying to promote in you the idea of paying attention to the energy of vibration, which is not directly about emotion or feeling, but rather it is about that greater sense of the unseen that actually, that you may internally call that sense of expansion. And let's face it, folks, expansion does not always feel comfortable. It doesn't. And that's the point here. When you're talking about power mode this year, you're going to have lots of opportunities to, you know, as they say, step out of the comfort. Don't feel safe. But discomfort doesn't mean that you are unsafe. It just means that you feel awkward. And acting with courage is part of the taking the authority, which is the positive pole of power mode, and implementing an act of courage. An act of courage don't have to be that you put on your Superman or cape or Wonder Woman shield or any of that stuff. It just means you do something that steps outside of that comfort zone. I will leave you a moment to, many of you know Ralph Waldo Emerson, the famous.
Steve, do you want to refresh your...
Emerson, and you notice our title there is the expansionary poles, cynic and martyrdom. And we use that term expansionary poles, particularly in 2025, in regards to vibration. Because, folks, we're suggesting to you that the expansion is, you know, in your heart, the emotional center. You find ways to just bring more love to the world. And even the cynic can do that. It just says, don't show me a lot of fluff and stuff. It says, you know, don't necessarily, you know, have to become with, you know, fresh with lofty ideals. Oh, just be raw and real. And of course, the positive pole of martyrdom is selflessness, which just says, okay, I'm taking leave here. I may be, you know, I may be smacked by somebody who, you know, feels reactive, but it's not about me. And I'm not going to just go into hating them or feeling sorry for myself as a result. And if you can, you know, actually consciously hone in on approaching this as an exercise in self-development, you'll find that it will be really, really liberating. And the way to do that, and we're visiting back again, our friends here, Chief Features. Ah, yes. So now we're honing in on martyrdom. Because martyrdom in the positive pole is selflessness, and in the negative pole is victimization. But let us just remind you all, folks, that chief features are not just usually one thing or one reaction. They're an entire context behind a way of thinking about whatever's happening to you, a way of filtering fear. So what do you do as a way of constructively dealing with that? And in an artisan year, you're talking about reworking your own palette of presentation, your own way of doing things, your own, you could even think of it as reworking your own persona. And that is when you notice that you have a reaction and then some kind of an automatic justification or rationale, or should we say, go looking for them because it's back there. Try just naming it. And when you name it, you'll interrupt it. You'll pause it for a moment. And by doing that, you might say, okay, so if I were to put this under a different context, what does my reaction still stay the same? And generally, emotionally, if you look at this silly and rather loud, because chief features often are really loud, but very subtle in the background, the main emotion that often goes on with martyrdom is shame. And the main reaction in martyrdom to that shame is often blame. It can be blame the self, it can be blame others. Getting a hold of those things. And this is where we talk about the personal growth, the metaphysics, the individual psychology of all this. When you see it out in the world, realize that this is one of the tools that you will see being utilized in the population. The more that you can help people name this and the operation of this, and those manipulative leaders who are wanting to use this, the more you can help bust its power. Once again, we mentioned the techno realm, and folks, this is a really illustrative image, because notice all these people are right next to each other, and yet they're buried in their phones. And there's plenty of you out here in this audience who find yourself not buried in your phone. It may be your computer screen. It may be even your Kindle or whatever electric mechanism you use. Okay. All we're asking you or suggesting to you is get out from behind the black screens as much as you can, and utilize them as only as necessity. And when you use your phone, we'll make you laugh. Use it as a phone, not as a text agent, but as a telephone. Call your friends. Forget texting them, unless it's texting them and say, hey, you got 10 minutes, let's talk. Because that vibration of talking is so much more powerful for establishing and reinforcing connection and community than any amount of texting, let alone going on unsocial media. One comment about ordinality, in other words, that personal one that needs to be mentioned in this particular history. And notice many of you are, as we're going through our slides, we're simply mentioning by individual topic, you know, all the pieces that we mentioned in those overleaves. So when we talk about the ordinal in scope, one of the parts of ordinality that can be really, really helpful to you and liberate you and really be valid and useful, particularly to this set of overleaves, the artisan rebuilding, the goal of discrimination, trying to sort and get rid of a lot of the junk, the attitude of cynic that says, what really is nonsense that I've been, you know, promulgating in my life under positivity or shoulds or whatever, that really isn't truly me. And by the way, you may discover that you really don't know, in which case, hey, go look. The cynic is a lot more okay with saying, all right, you don't know, than hearing people put up a whole lot of, you know, ideas, arguments, and, you know, even contradict themselves, right? All right. The point is that many of you, and we have said this in the last couple of talks, have been in personal growth now for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You know yourself well enough, okay? You don't need to be looping back to what your astrology says is going to be happening next week. You know, make your own decisions for what's happening with your self-knowledge, but not constantly rehashing, you know, you breaking yourself down into increment parts and then getting lost in that. Because ultimately, in years to come, you're going to be asked to come out of this and start presenting yourself more. And the best way to do any of this is, you know, is to get rid of the negative pole emotional center belief that my emotions tell truth. Your emotions show you a reaction inside you. That part is factual about the nature of emotions. But there are many out there, and many of you have really confronted this, and we congratulate you inside of your own lives. But you'll see it all over the place. How many people react when they have a bad feeling come up in them and they report, I'm offended, okay? It's that sense of taking offense that keeps the division going. And what we were saying to you is, look, in this year, try and disconnect from emotional reactivity by honoring what emotions are truly there, but then using the cynic to go through there and say, okay, what are the beliefs in there? How many of them are bullshit? And how many of them do I need to really let go of? But how many of them are actually true and I can rebuild with them, aka the artisan energy? Last couple things we want to mention is use the strategy of positivity and end up doing a lot of invalidation. And we just want to offer to you, pay attention to when that comes up. That form of band-aiding not only helps you to avoid things, but you can, you know, end up really losing track of what's going on. So we'll just skip through a couple of the rest of these slides and get to this one because we think it's a useful one. We will put this in the transcript because we think it's really useful. A fellow by the name Jim Lancelot, created this virtue continuum. And we thought that this was very appropriate for the discrimination year to help you understand a lot of what is going on in the world and what people are actually dealing with. Notice the center column is the very useful set of values that human beings are pursuing. Now, when people erroneously, and you see us on the right side of this, conflate monetary values, monetary worth as being representative of social values, you've really missed the point. And of course, that's what baby and young souls do and have in their entire history. These have got to be broken apart. And you can actually help being change agents by saying, hey, you know, let's look at this. Now, we've told you that and you notice there's an excess side and a deficiency side. We like that because rather than understand that these are not positive and negative poles, they're not. They're just what it says, excess and deficiency, meaning that you can see when they are being overbalanced to either side. The balance point is in the middle. And so we just want to mention this for you to have some further study this year, because it will help you to understand, you know, the polarities, and not even the polarities, when there's too much and too little, and where you know, can then balance for yourself. And again, we mentioned this, some of you recognize this little cartoon as being a spoof of Planet of the Apes. And be careful. You know, much of the right wing are full of so-called optimists, and that optimism, just as many of those on the left wing use overpositivity. Be leery of both, because a lot of times what it's trying to do, and what the cynic can actually help you do, is to try and clear away the crap. Being optimistic and trying to say that there is hope about something is something that you draw from being alive, just being alive, and the fact that you know people, the ideas and the processes and like that, you make those happen, which is our recommendation then when you're out there in the world. Connect with this year, with making things anew. So don't worry about what went wrong or what's going wrong, except for what you can learn from it. But rather focus on all these organizations and processes and programs and groups of people that are inventing and doing things and striding in a mature soul grassroots way to make things happen. And there are tons of it. There's lots of new success out there. So this is not a year for sitting, you know, necessarily sitting on the sidelines and just watching. It is about pulling in and making personal connections and personal decisions. And we got to tell you, you know, every bit of these overleaves call for interactivity. So, you know, testing things, you know, coming up with questions, all that is going to be really useful, because the more you can do that, this is how 2025 is going to feel the vibrationally the most uplifting to you. And that is, you know, doing things with people in small groups, with as much personal contact as you can make. And with that, you know, we thank you. And